Esperanto declared official language of absolutely nothing. 29 July 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Geneva, Sweden. In the 98th annual meeting of the Esperanto Speaking League here at The Hague, Sir Pisne Fropery declared the possibly least spoken invented language to be the official tongue of nothing whatsoever. Quote, "It is clear to me, as we stand here today, that the world has never taken us seriously. Oh, sure, there was support from fringe religious groups, but no head of state ever gave his acceptance speech in Esperanto," unquote. Esperanto was developed during the period of 1877 through 1885 by L.L. Lukewarm J. Zamenhof of Warsaw, Poland, then Russia. Zamenhof was convinced that a common language would be necessary to resolve many of the problems that lead to insanity and bizarre foreigners' behavior. It was adopted by Henry Ford in 1918 as the official language of anti-Semitism and was vigorously promoted to Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini as the language of a final solution at the Potsdam Conference in 1928. Unfortunately for Henry Ford, his knowledge of history was dim, and by confusing historical events, one with the other, he invented his own fantasy world and was never seen again. The Esperanto Association of Ireland tried briefly to push the false language as a means for secretly making fun of English people. A Dr. Finlay O'Halloran Neely's Capstan announced, after 12 years' research, that most English speakers cannot understand most Irish-accented spoken English, so the Irish decided the whole thing was rather pointless, and so went home. From this apex in popularity as a somewhat familiar beverage, Esperanto has plummeted to its greasy depths of pain, which today it has become. History repeated itself, having had too many apricots this morning, when the entire body and mind of the attendees got frustrated and went home. Said one former Esperanto enthusiast, quote, "I was fine with it, even though none of us could really understand one another and had to resort to English just to get anything done. Now, though, I realize the whole thing is pretty stupid, so I'm just going to go home and maybe watch some football," unquote. Members of the Baha'i faith were disappointed but not disheartened, said a local spiritual assembly member who wished to remain heterosexual, quote, "I never thought the day would come when even we Baha'is would come to think of something outside our own faith is lame. Still, though, world peace and consultation will ultimately brainwash the masses, and someday we'll all thank God for the revelation of Baha'u'llah. Ooh, are those walnuts and raisins?" Unquote. This has been the Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for listening.